So 97 to 104 is my best Bible verses, and that's the reason why I make that commitment to memorize the Bible verses of the Psalm 119. And I believe the reason why Psalm 119 has 176 Bible verses because the alphabet for Hebrew is 22 alphabet. So every alphabet, he used every alphabet to multiply by 8 Bible verses. So that's why it's 176 Bible verses. And shall we pray and have a word of prayer? And then we learn from this so that we can help ourselves to memorize it. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for giving us the opportunity to learn your word, and more importantly, and help us not to be the hearer of your word, and help us to be the doer of your word. And for when we obey it, then we will receive your blessing. And I pray that you help us to be able to understand it and hide within our heart, and also so that we can learn from it as we grow spiritually, and give us a better insight and better understanding, better than our teacher and better than the elders, for we want to grow spiritually. We want to be like Jesus Christ. And I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And who is qualified to say that how I love your law in verse 97, how I love your law, how I love your law, O Lord, for I meditate on it all day long. Jesus Christ is the one. He loved the law of God. He loved it so much that he meditate on it all day long. And you remember that when he was 13 years old, when his parents bring him to Jerusalem, he went into the temple and asked the rabbi, like the teacher, and asked the elder question. And people were amazed the knowledge that he has. It's mainly because that's exactly what the psalm is saying. In verse 97, how I love your law, for I meditate on it all day long. And Jesus Christ meditate on it all day long. How can I meditate the word of the Lord unless I memorize it? If you do not memorize God's words, no way. No way you can meditate on it all day long. Because the reason why you can meditate on it all day long, because there's something in your mind, and something you don't quite understand. And the more you choose on the on the word of the Lord, and the more you have understanding. And in 98, 99, and 100, he said to himself, he is better than his enemy. He's better than all his teachers. And he's better than the elders. He's better than the person that who is older than him. You know, when you're older, you hear more about the word of the Lord. Because if you go to the church longer, you have more opportunity to hear the word of the Lord. People go to the church and they do not memorize it. They don't have a better understanding. And if you just hear about the word of the Lord, you only have maybe 30-40% understanding of the word of the Lord. By the time when you meditate on it, then you have maybe 70-some-odd percent. And by the time when you put it into practice, and then you get 100%. Wait until you put it into practice. Then you truly know who God is. Then you know He's a really good God. And not only bless you, it bless your children after you. For the Lord promised us that if you choose to obey His word, and He choose to bless you until a thousandth generation. And remember, last week, what did the Bible say? Your faithfulness continues through all generations, right? And you establish the earth, and it endures forever. And your law endures to this day. And all creature, all things, for all things, serve you. We are all God's servant. Whether you believe in God or not, doesn't matter. Because when He created you, you are His servant, and He is the Lord and Lord of all. And in 98, the psalmist say, "Your command make me wiser than my enemy." Why would the psalmist saying that he is wiser than his enemy? Because your commands are ever with me, and they are ever with me. Would you please do me a favor? In verse 98, you write down equal to 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. When the word of the Lord remain in you, then you remain in Jesus Christ, and you remain in God. God remain in you. Okay? So, in the Old Testament teaching, Psalm 119, verse 98, is equivalent to 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. The Apostle John reminded his children, his spiritual children, to make sure that what you heard from the very beginning remain in you. Remain in you, that means your God's command are ever with you. Remain in you, okay? When you hide God's word within your heart, then you know the boundary. You know what you can do, you know what you cannot do. You know what make you being blessed, you know what make you being cursed. So you know the boundary. You know how to get the blessing. And not only bless you, and will bless your children after you too. And on top of that, when you have God's word within your heart, and His command, when His command are ever with you, then His command can make you wiser than your enemy. Okay? If you want to be wiser than anyone, brother and sister, make sure you hide God's word within your heart. Because we are impacted by this society, by this world. The world will tell you to do something that is against the word of the Lord. But how do you know whether this pleased the Lord or this displeased the Lord? Unless you have the word of the Lord high within your heart. And that's why the psalmist say, "Your command make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. And your word remain in me. When I have your word remain in me, then I live in Jesus Christ, and I live in God the Father. And the God the Father live in me, and Jesus Christ live in me. How do I know that I'm God's son? Because I have God's word within my heart. And how do I know that you are the daughter of certain father? Because you remember your father's name. You remember your father's word." Revelation chapter 19, verse 13. What is Jesus' name? Jesus' name is the word of God. You remember Jesus' name, that means you remember His word. Oh, when I say, "Oh, how I love your name. How I love your, how I love Jesus." When you say you love Jesus, when you say you know Jesus, that means you know His word. You cannot say you know Jesus if you do not know His word. And how can you say that you know your father? How can you say you love your father? You don't even know what your father say to you. You know what I mean? So, go back to verse 97. The psalmist say, "Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. You love the word of the Lord, you will meditate on the word of the Lord all day long. You love certain person, you remember that person all day long. If you say to yourself that you love God, you meditate on His word. You meditate on His name all day long. Can anyone tell me what's the name of Jesus mean? Why would the angel say to Joseph and say to Mary, your son is going to be called Jesus? Do you know what it means, Christopher? What does it mean by Jesus? Jesus is a Greek name. Joshua is a Hebrew name. It means the same thing. Also, Hosea also means the same thing too. You know, in Old Testament, there's a book called Hosea. Okay? Means the Lord save. Save what? Save His people. Save His people from hell. Rescue His brother from this evil age. That's what Jesus means. So you meditate on the word Jesus. Oh, now I know what it means. When I call on Jesus, that means I'm in deep trouble. I'm in sin. I need you to rescue me. I need you to deliver me. You understand what I'm trying to say? So that's why people say, oh, how I love your law. How I love your word. Because your word deliver me. Right? So 99. And the psalmist say, I have more insight than not just my teachers. He say, I have more insight than all my teacher. All my teacher. You know what? Now you go to school to study at university. Or if you go to high school, you study in high school. If you want to have more insight than your teacher, I tell you how. Whatever the material that you have, you study it and you meditate on it. Okay? Think about that. Every time when you go to the school, you prepare the lecture notes. I tell you what I did when I was a student at university. Before I go to the class, I read the textbook first. I know ahead of time. What did the teacher teach? So when he teach, he write things in the whiteboard. I know where it come from. Because I read the textbook. I read the reference books. I read it ahead of time. I know where it come from. When I see that he repeat the thing numerous times, I put a star there. And I know it will be in the exam. Because it's very, very important. You understand? But if you do not prepare the lecture, then you can't do it. So go to university. Don't waste time. Study hard. Prepare yourself before you attend the class. Okay? Make sure you sleep well so that when you listen, you can pay attention. And you can, because when you understand, when you sleep well, you understand what your teacher teach. And he during the exam time, you can just answer what he asks you. You understand? Most of the time, he won't ask you anything that he didn't teach you. All the time, he asks you what he has taught you. You understand? So prepare yourself if you want to be good. The psalmist say in verse 99, I have more insights than all my teacher. Jesus Christ has more insight than all his teacher. Why? Because he meditate on your precept, on his statue, on his word. Okay? Why would he meditate on his statue? In verse 24, 119, your statue are my delight. They are my counselor. When you meditate on it, God's statue become your counselor, and he give you better insight that your teacher don't even know, then he let you know. He give you hidden manna. Okay? If you love the Lord, eat his word, understand it, choose on it, meditate on it, he give you more insight. On top of that, when you go to work, Okay? If you want to be good, if you want to be good, better than your supervisor, better than the CEO, you prepare ahead of time. Read the material, that the project that you're doing. Have a better understanding. And you pray to God, just like what Daniel has done. Ask God to give you wisdom and ask God to give you power. And God will set you apart when you honor Him, and God give you better insight, better understanding. And then you get promotion year after year. If you just meet the requirement during the storm, your supervisor may fire you. But if you are better than all the other employees, no one dare to fire you. If they fire you, they're gonna lose money. Okay? So when you have God's word, you know how to pray. When you have God's word, you are wiser than all your colleagues. You have more insight than all your classmates. You're better than your teacher. Okay? And verse 100, the psalmist say, I have more understanding than all my elders, for I obey your precept. So, I want to begin with here. Start with the word, W-O-R-D, capital letter D. You not just hear about it, you have to remember it. Hear about the word of the Lord is not good enough. You hear the word of the Lord, give you faith. Your faith is not strong because you only get 40% understanding when you just hear about that. Most of the time, when you hear about that, you learn 40% only. Next week, you lost 90% or 40% because you forgot. But when you hear about that, and then you say, wow, this is good stuff, I like it. I remember. Remember is your choice. You make that decision to memorize it. Okay? When you remember, why? How come when you remember, and the only way you can meditate on it is because you remember. You can only meditate on something that is in your heart. You cannot meditate something that is not within your heart. Okay? In any knowledge, your knowledge will grow because, let's say you have a chart, okay? The vertical one is the knowledge. And this is age. As you grow older, your knowledge is higher, right? Are we supposed to be? Why? Because we hear something, we hear more, we remember more. Our knowledge based upon what is within your heart already. If you remember something, and give you better insight. If you remember something, give you better understanding. If you remember something, make you wiser. It applies to math, applies to chemistry, applies to biology, applies to any subject. And I tell you now, applies to Bible too. If you want to have a better understanding of God's word, you got to start remember God's word. Okay? If you remember God's word, God will give you better understanding. God will give you better insight. God will make you more wiser. God will make you more powerful. You understand? That's exactly how God gave it to Solomon. Make Solomon wiser than all other men. Make Daniel more wiser and more powerful than any other man on earth. Same as in those days, God made Joseph, the Old Testament Joseph, the 11 sons of Jacob, more wiser than all his brother. In the same way, like David. You know why David say in verse 97, oh, how I love your law, O Lord. I meditate on it all day long. Why? Because David meditate on God's word. So it's not good enough just to hear on Sunday the word of the Lord. When you hear something's good, what should you do? When you hear something good, you should say to yourself, this Bible verse belongs to me. I meditate on it. Psalm 101:1, what did the Bible say? Your statutes are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I love it. I want it. I remember it. And in due time, I'm going to claim that promise. When I pray, I'm going to pray according to God's word. You understand what I'm trying to say? So not just hear, be the hearer of the word, remember it, meditate on it. You know what? You know what happened? After you meditate on it, when you find out the word of the Lord is good, what would you do? You do it. You obey. You write the word obey. It begins with word, and then you hear, remember, meditate, and then finally, you obey. We will never obey what we hear unless you first hear about it, you think it's good stuff, then you remember it, and you meditate on it, and then you put it into practice. Can anyone tell me who taught us this in the New Testament? Anybody knows? Paul taught us the same thing in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. Philippians chapter 4, verse 9. Whatever you see in me, and then you hear, and then you receive, and then you learn it, you put it into practice. Obey is learning God's word. You never learn by hearing it. You learn by doing it. Joyce, could you read that?
Verse 8 and 9 or
just 9? Just verse 9.
Okay. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Okay. He said, start with learn. How do we learn? Receive. And then? You hear, and then see. When you see it, wow, you say, good stuff. I like what I see. I like what I see. When people say, do you see? When people say, ask you, do you see? Not just seeing with your eyesight. Do you see mean, do you understand it? You see it? When you see that, you understand it? Wow, good stuff. So, I'm going to hear about that. I want to learn more about that. When you want to learn more about that, you're going to receive it. How do you receive it? Remember, put it into practice, meditate on it. And then you learn it. Learn it, that means you obey. How do you learn piano? You play it, right? How we learn God's word? By obeying it, doing it. Paul learned this lesson really, really well. We all have to follow the pattern of Paul. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, Paul said, follow me, for I follow Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the one, he said, oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your command make me wiser than my enemy, for they are ever with me. And that's exactly what Jesus Christ is doing. When he was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days, God's words are ever with him. God's command are ever with him. So that's why when he was tempted by the snake, by Satan, he used God's word as the sword of the Spirit, right? The word of God. To defend himself, right? To fight the battle. God's command are ever with Jesus. You want to be wise? You want to be powerful like Jesus? Follow Jesus' pattern, because Paul followed Jesus. We follow Paul. Okay? verse 101. In order, how can we learn God's word? We have to do something before we can learn God's word. You have to make a commitment, just like what the psalmist say in verse 101. I have kept my feet from every evil path. We all have 24 hours. We all do something that may not please the Lord. And you have to make a commitment before the Lord. Certain things that I did may not please the Lord. And I'm going to say to myself, I'm going to keep my feet from doing this. I will stop doing this. Why would you stop doing it? So that you may obey God's word. You understand what I'm trying to say? If you love to play iPod for an hour, Joshua, then how can you get 1 hour for God's word? And you know that. That one doesn't do you any good. It won't help you from getting a healing. So you think this is garbage. Then you say to the Lord in verse 36, turn my heart towards your statue, not towards iPod, iPad, the selfish game. Turn my eyes, verse 37, away from worthless things. You understand what I'm trying to say? You say to God, turn my heart and turn my eyes. I don't want this garbage. I want you. I love you. You understand? You got to make that commitment, pray to God, and ask God to help you. Because we are all influenced by this world. You know, like the Isaiah, the prophet, when the Isaiah see the holiness of God, see the glory of God, what did he say? Woe to me, because I live among those who speak liar. And you would lie to God too. You understand? My tongue is not clean. I live among those whose people's tongue are not clean. And I see the glory of God, woe to me. You understand? So you ask God to cleanse you. Ask God to help you. Okay? So now, go back in verse 101. You have to make that commitment, how to spend your time wisely. And the psalmist say, I have kept my feet from every evil path. If I do evil thing, it is then impossible for me to obey your precept. I can't obey God's word. If my feet follow the pattern of this world. If your friend love to listen to a rock and roll in the MP3, you follow the pattern of this world, and you download that kind of music, then you fill your mind, your heart with that kind of music. How can you fill your heart, your mind with the word of the Lord? You understand what I'm trying to say? So you say to the Lord, Psalm 101, I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I will obey your word. No way you can obey God's word unless you have room for God's word. You remember what I said last week? If your computer hard drive is so filled with garbage, no way your computer hard drive can install new program inside. It's full already. You have to delete some of the stuff in order to have the new stuff enter into your hard drive. You understand what I'm trying to say? So you have to what? Just like the psalmist say in 101, I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I may obey your word. 102, I love it. 98, you write that down, equal to 1 John chapter 2, verse 24. 102, you write down, equal to 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. What John, Apostle John, saying in New Testament, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, is equivalent to what the psalmist say in Psalm 119, 102. Psalm 102, saying that for you yourself, the Lord himself, Yahweh, God the Father himself, has taught you. When God has taught you, you will never depart from his law. That's why the psalmist say, I have not departed from your law, for you yourself has taught me. You say, well, you yourself has taught me. Who is you? God the Father, right? God the Father. But in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, who taught you? If you have his anointing remain in you, his anointing is God anointing. God anointing is the Holy Spirit. If you have the Holy Spirit within your heart, you do not need anyone to teach you. You have the Holy Spirit to teach you. Okay? In Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 24, God is Spirit. God is Spirit. God the Father is Spirit. In 1 John say you don't need anyone to teach you. If you don't understand something, you have the Holy Spirit that is within your heart. The Holy Spirit can teach you. So if you don't understand something, I show you how to do it. You kneel down before the Lord, open up the Bible, you say to God, God, these Bible words, I do not quite understand. First of all, could you help me to be the hearer of it? I want to hear more about this topic. I don't quite understand. On top of that, help me, God, to remember it. On top of that, help me to meditate on it. And finally, give me an obedient heart to learn from it. I want to obey. When I obey, I have more understanding than my elders. When I meditate on it, I have more insight than all my teacher. When I hide it within my heart, when they are ever with me, I'm wiser than my enemy. I'm better than a lot of people. You set yourself apart. If you are successful in this lesson, you'll be very successful in the future. Okay? Not only that, not only you get the blessing, your children after you will get the blessing. Because you're going to teach your children how to study. Not just study the Bible and study secular things. They are all the same. Knowledge accumulate. If you don't remember something, you don't get knowledge. Any question? Is it good stuff? 102. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. When God himself has taught you, this is the best thing. When Jesus Christ has taught you, better than John M. taught you. When the Holy Spirit taught you, he lead you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is my counselor, is my comforter. When he taught you, you are the best student. You understand? Better than PJ taught you. You got that? Because the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Because Holy Spirit knows everything. Gospel of John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus say, the Spirit give life, the flesh count for nothing. The word I have spoken to you, they are life, they are Spirit. John 6, 63. When you have God's word, Jesus' word within your heart, you are a living being. You are alive. Then you know how to live for Jesus. If you do not have God's word within your heart, you do not live for Jesus. You live for yourself. According to Romans chapter 8, if you live for yourself, you are God's enemy. You are not his friend. If you live for God, you are God's friend. and he's pleased with you. Do you remember what did Jesus hear when Jesus obeyed God's word and going to John the Baptist and being baptized by John the Baptist? The voice from heaven saying, "This is my son, whom I love, whom I delight." Right? Because he obeyed God's word. When you obey God's word, God say, "You are my friend." You remember what the psalmist say? "I'm a friend to all who fear you and who understand your statute." Don't mix friend with someone who don't fear God, lest you follow his pattern. Then when God curse him, then you'll be cursed. Make sure you mix friends with those who fear God. Make sure you make friends with those who understand his statute. Pick and choose your friends. Who is your friends will affect your future. If you have lousy friend, you become lousy. You get wise friend, you be wiser. You understand? That's why the psalmist say, it's in 1963, something like that. "I'm a friend to all who fear you and who understand your statute," right? The one who understand God's statute, the one who obey God's statute, the one who follow God's statute, they are my friends. I love them. You know what? When you're in deep trouble, you call your friend, just like Daniel called three of his friends. They fear God. They understand God's statute. When Daniel's in trouble, when he called three of his friends, four of them prayed together. What happened? God listened to them, right? On that night, God gave wisdom and understanding to Daniel, and he can solve the problem. And then he was promoted. You understand? Do you understand? All you need is one incident, then set you apart from all your other classmates. All you need is one instant, just one exam, set you apart from all your classmates, all your colleagues. Christopher, you want to be a fool or you want to be wise? Then what should you do? How do you deal with the word of the Lord? First of all, pay attention to God's word. Listen attentively, right? Hear about it. Good. Then what would you do? Remember. When you remember, what would you do when you get up? Go to computer game to play? No, you meditate on God's word. You say to God, "Good morning, Jesus. What are you going to say to me through the Bible verses that I memorized? Speak to me. Your servant is here." Tell me how you're going to say to Jesus. "Your servant is here. If you have anything to speak to me, speak to me." And then you meditate on God's word. You know how to say it, Joyce? Say it to me.
"Your Father, your servant is here. Please speak to me and help me not only hear your word, but also remember it and meditate on it and obey it."
That's right. Oh, wow. I tell you one thing, in the summertime when people don't get job, you are the one who get job. When everyone get job, you get the best job. You understand? And you get promotion. And I tell you how to pray. Say, "Lord, set me apart. Separate myself from all my friends. Lift me up, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. For I meditate on your word all day long. I know your will, so help me, God, to do your will." When you honor God, God gonna honor you. You got that? Oh, you'll be so successful. Then when you see the blessing, you say, "Pastor John, let's go for lunch. I pay for the lunch. Pastor John pay for the lunch, right?" Children, I want you to be successful, okay? I don't want you to be a loser. Because when you're successful, then when people come and ask you, they say, "David, how come you're so successful?" "Oh, because I'm smart." No, don't do that. Because God gave me wisdom. God gave me power. He said, how can God give you wisdom and power? Because I remember His word. I hear His word. I remember it. I make a decision. I have chosen your precept. I run in the path of your command. I love your word. I make that decision. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I may obey your word. I have not departed from your law. Why? Because you yourself have taught me. You told me not to follow them. I follow Jesus. You honor Jesus, God gonna honor you. Give me five. Oh man, it's very good. You know, you are so fortunate. I don't even come to know Christ until I'm 28 years old. 28 years old. Now you are what? 8 years old. And you, Psalm 119, you are memorized up to?
164.
So you have 8 more Bible verses, right? Very good. I love you, David. Good boy. You know what? When you finish it, you ask God, say, God, use me, what I have learned, and I'm going to share the gospel to my father. All right? Good boy. Wow. I'm happy for you. I just cannot imagine. I pray that God's going to give me a long life. I want to see all these children. How God's going to set you people apart and use you people, okay? And I can see that. I can see that your son going to look like you and memorize Bible verses 8 years old too. Oh, I will be so happy, you know? Hey, make sure you invite me in your wedding, okay? So that I bless you, okay? Oh, man. If I'm still alive. So where are we now? 103. I love 103 too. Oh, how sweet are your word to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The reason why I love it so much, because it's so sweet to me. Sweet like honey. That's why I love it. That's why I meditate on it. I drink it. I eat it. Okay? I love your command more than gold, more than pure gold. And I delight in your command, like one who finds great spoil. I delight in your word, like one who finds great riches. Right? It's good stuff. Memorize it. And when you pray, pray to God, Lord, remain in me and give me the first love so that I will love you forever and ever. Just like what the psalmist has said in verse 44, I will obey your word forever and ever, right? Why would people say that? Because you love God. When you love God, God says, I'm going to love you and your entire family. Just like Joshua had said in Joshua 24:15, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. When the prison guard asked Paul, sir, what can I do and how can I be saved? Paul and Silas say in Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. You and your household. You and your household. If you just be the hearer of your word, you only understand 10% of the Bible. You remember it, you meditate on it, you do it, you understand at least 80%. you're better than a lot of other people. You understand? Can you imagine, you know, you go to a class, your professor taught you something, and all the other classmates don't quite understand, you say, I understand. How do you feel? You feel really good. If everyone understand, Gabriel, you do not understand, oh, how stupid I am, right? Tell you one thing, prepare yourself to be strong. Be strong in the Lord, okay? And fight a good fight. When I was an engineering student, I want to be the top one. When I become an engineer, I want to be the best. When I do my calculation, I double check it. I don't want to make any mistake. I'm not fooling around, okay? And twice in my life. There's another engineer from Montreal call me, say, I call him, I say, you make the mistake, you better fix it. He said to me, oh, in Montreal, we build high rises. We build a lot of high rises. We never make mistake. I say, you better check it. I give you 2 days. I call them on Friday. Until Monday, you call me back. You don't call me back, I call the city hall and shut down the building. And that building is in the Jasper Avenue, standard like 105th Street. And that building. And he designed that, and we built it, and I check it. I check his calculation, I find he made the mistake. And then I call him, 3 hours later, he called me. He said, Mr. Lam, we make a mistake, how are we gonna fix it? That mistake cost Standard Life Building $500,000. Another project I did is the Bay Southgate Shopping Center, you know the Bay? Weymouth Freeway, that Bay? It's around 20, 30 years ago, I did that building. At that time, there's only 2 story. And we built another story, the 3rd story, the Bay. And we don't have a join, so I checked very carefully. And one day I received a call from the contractor. At that time they call Pool Construction. Pool Construction now is called a PCL. They say, hey, Mr. Lam, you make the mistake. I say, is that right? So I go back and check. I say, I don't make a mistake. You people make the mistake. And then they fix it. That's $250,000 job. They fix it, PCL. Another one in the north side, the church, North Side Alliance Church. And at that time, I was the contractor, I was the engineer there. And I checked the calculation, the contractor made the mistake too. So we built that church virtually very, very cheap. Because contractor made the mistake, they pay for it, we fix it. So make sure when you do your job, whatever job you do, you ask God to give you wisdom, to give you understanding, to give you power, so that you can do and do a better job. And you, how are you going to say? Say in Psalm 103, how sweet are your word to my taste? Sweeter than honey to my mouth. I love it. Psalm 104, I gain understanding from your precept, and I know that. I know that if I do not obey your word, like 2 persons, do you know a person called priest called Eli? He honor his 2 sons more than he honored God, and 2 of his sons were struck dead in a battle, as predicted by the prophet. And God say to Eli through the prophet, because you honor your 2 sons more than you honor me, you dishonor me, I do not allow you to be priest. I take away your job as priest. That's in 2nd chapter of 1 Samuel. On the 15th chapter of 1 Samuel, King Saul did the same thing. He dishonored God by disobeying God. And what happened? When he disobeyed God, God said, you disobey me, you don't honor me, I take away your job. I don't let you to be king. When you honor God, God give you a good job. You dishonor him, he take away your job. Take away the thing that you like. You understand? Honor him. You honor him, you do well all the days of your life. Okay? That's why the psalmist in verse 136, streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. When Saul, the king, when Eli, the priest, dishonor you, disobey your word, they lost their job. Not only lost their job, they lost their life too. Eli died on the same day as his son, two of his sons. King Saul died together with his son too. You understand? It's a sad ending. That's why stream of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. We as Christians, if we do not memorize Bible verses, we don't know the consequences of not knowing God's word. But you remember God's word, you study it, you meditate on it, you see, look at the Old Testament story, look at the New Testament story, you find out those people who dishonor God, disobey God's word, end up lost their job, lost their life. That's why stream of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. You understand what I'm trying to say? 136. 135. Make your face shine upon your servant and teach me your decree. The best thing the Lord bless you is he teach you himself. He teach you directly. That's the best thing. If you have God himself to teach you directly, you don't need Pastor John to teach you. And you can be his co-worker and teach other people. I need God himself to teach me. Christopher, you need to learn the same thing. Ask God to teach you directly. Is it better to have your professor to teach you or to have the teaching assistant to teach you? Gene, which is better? You want professor himself to teach you or a TA?
The professor.
That's right. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself has taught me. I like it. I want God himself to teach me. Make your face shine upon me and teach me your decree. 135. So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, I pray you not only bless your servant PJ, you bless each and every one of our children. Help them. I know it's difficult. I'm not saying it's easy. I know it's difficult to remember your word. But I also know it's very difficult to be wiser than my enemy. It's also difficult to have more insight than all my teacher, to have more understanding than all my elders. I know it's difficult, but we make an effort. We have chosen your word. We make that decision to follow you. So help us, God. Help us to be an obedient child. Follow the very pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.